أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم. بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. الحمد لله رب العالمين، بارئ الخلائق أجمعين، ثم الصلاة والسلام على سيدنا ونبينا ومولانا وحبيب قلوبنا وطبيب نفوسنا وشفيع ذنوبنا أبي القاسم مصطفى محمد صلى الله عليه وآله أجمعين وأصحابه المنتجبين. أما بعد، قال الله تعالى في كتابه الكريم: والذين يؤمنون بما أنزل إليك وما أنزل من قبلك وبالآخرة هم يوقنون. In the name of Allah, the most merciful, the most compassionate. Respectable audience, distinguished listeners, honorable viewers, Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh. As you are well aware, that in the previous lecture and lesson we talked about the importance and significance of Resurrection Day in the life hereafter. And part of this speech was made exclusive that how the Holy Quran emphasizes and looks at the Resurrection Day and the life hereafter. Various verses of the Holy Quran have been put forth to show that how important and how significant is the Resurrection Day. So it matters most in the Holy Quran. And due to this, belief in the Resurrection Day constitutes a pillar of one's faith. Every Muslim and every abiding pious man has to believe in Resurrection Day. All of those actions and works, all what he did in this world, all of them would be embodied. Either his actions would find good faces and features, or he would be disturbed due to the bad faces his action would find in the life hereafter. So several verses of the Holy Quran have been quoted and have been recited in the previous lesson that were proving the existence of life hereafter, and that every Muslim should believe the life hereafter. So today, God willing, we are going to present you, dear listeners, those reasons which favor our argument, which favor our claim that indeed Resurrection Day in life hereafter is there. So what are those arguments, what are those reasons that we can put forth to prove and substantiate the existence of life hereafter? Firstly, there is not any rational improbability. There is not any rational impossibility that life hereafter should never exist. No one has ever brought rational arguments to prove the impossibility of the life hereafter. So this lack of rational impossibility is a reason that life hereafter can exist. And secondly, there are some other rational reasons that they prove the existence of life hereafter. For example, he who believes that Almighty Allah is just and Almighty Allah is fair, so indeed there should be a place where all the evildoers should see the punishment they deserve. The justice of Almighty Allah, or the divine justice, requires the evildoers' actions and transgressions should not be left untouched and should not be left unanswered. The evildoers' indecencies and bad actions should be retaliated. And Almighty Allah has indeed promised this for the faithful people, that indeed there is a day, there comes a day, that all of you would be resurrected and all of you would be held responsible and accountable of your deeds, making no difference that should be bad or that should be good. So, respectable audience and distinguished listeners, another important reason that can be put forth, that is, that the improbability that has been assumed by those who deny, it is not very much rich in content. It is not very much well-organized argument. The only thought that life hereafter or resurrection day is something seemingly impossible. It is very much hard to believe. So this cannot be a very reliable and valid or steadfast argument, that since I find it hard to believe, so it is impossible. So if a person comes and say that for me it is not hard to believe in resurrection day, the opponent of the life hereafter does not have any reason, any counter-argument. So assuming improbability of the life hereafter is not very much rich in content. So, respectable audience, now let's see what the Holy Quran has put as the arguments that should prove the life hereafter. The first important thing that we should pay attention and pay heed, that is Almighty Allah's limitless power. He who believes Almighty Allah's limitless power, indeed, he cannot assume that life hereafter should be impossible or improbable. So improbability or impossibility comes when they do not believe in a source of power such as Almighty Allah. If a person does not believe in Almighty Allah's limitless and endless power, so he would say that it is very much hard to believe that all the human beings should once be resurrected. Almighty Allah has sent us various and several verses of the Holy Quran to say that nothing is impossible, to say that Almighty Allah's power is limitless. Almighty Allah's power is not imaginable for you. So for example, you know that when our knowledge is limited, so at that time we would say that it is impossible, that is impossible, that is improbable. You know that impossibilities become too much. For example, when the human beings could not discover the machines, that they have to travel to the space. Indeed, traveling to the Mars was seemingly impossible for the human beings. But when they could develop this strength within themselves that they should travel in the Mars, now everyone can believe it easily that he has traveled to the Mars. So traveling to the Mars was sometime it was hard to believe. But right now no one can dare deny it. So the same condition holds true for Almighty Allah. If a person believes in limitless power of Almighty Allah, he can easily digest, he can easily understand and comprehend and conceive that it is very much easy for Almighty Allah to resurrect all the human beings. For Almighty Allah's power is not limited. For Almighty Allah's power is not restricted. We should not compare the human being's power with that of Almighty Allah. Almighty Allah can do each and everything. And beside that, firstly, we did say that resurrection and the life hereafter does not have rational impossibility. From the rational point of view, it is not impossible that a life hereafter should not occur. No, there is no rational, we can say, impossibility. So the first important reason from the Quranic perspective is that one should pay extreme heed to Almighty Allah's extensive and overwhelming power and strength. He who pays to this factor, to this important issue, he does not deny and negate the existence of life hereafter, where all the creatures would once again be resurrected. Another important reason that Almighty Allah has put forth to remove the improbability from the mind of the people, Almighty Allah says that you have to pay attention to your first creation. Almighty Allah says that if you assume, if you think that your resurrection would be something hard to believe, why don't you think of your first creation? When nothing was there, Almighty Allah has created you. So it was Almighty Allah's initiative to bring you into existence. Why don't you think that your first creation was there, and Almighty Allah did it? And it was not very much hard for Almighty Allah to create you. But why you believe, or why you find it hard to believe that your resurrection would be something impossible? Almighty Allah says, وَضَّرَبَ لَنَا مَثَلًا وَنَسِيَ خَلْقَهُ قَالَ مَنْ يُحْيِي الْعِظَامَ وَهِيَ رَمِيمٌ قُلْ يُحْيِهَا الَّذِي أَنْشَأَهَا أَوَّلَ مَرَّةٍ وَهُوَ بِكُلِّ خَلْقٍ عَلِيمٌ. The translation is, and he makes comparisons for us and forgets his own origin and creation. He says, who can give life to dry bones and decomposed ones? It was the improbability that the disbelievers were giving. The disbelievers saying that who has this power to bring into existence or to bring back all these decomposed bones? Almighty Allah says, قُلْ يُحْيِهَا الَّذِي أَنْشَأَهَا أَوَّلَ مَرَّةٍ وَهُوَ بِكُلِّ خَلْقٍ عَلِيمٍ. Say, he will give them life who created them for the first time, for he is well versed in every kind of creation. Then Almighty Allah asks, after a verse, أَوَلَيْسَ الَّذِي خَلَقَ السَّمَاوَاتِ وَالْأَرْضَ بِقَادِرٍ عَلَىٰ أَن يَخْلُقَ مِثْلَهُمْ بَلَىٰ وَهُوَ الْخَلَّاقُ الْعَلِيمُ. Is not he who created the heavens and the earth able to create the like thereof? Yeah, indeed, for he is the creator supreme of skill and knowledge infinite. So the infinite knowledge of Almighty Allah necessitates his ability to recreate his creature. Once again, so there should be no room left for the people who finds it hard to believe in Resurrection Day, only because of giving improbability. No, Almighty Allah says, don't give such improbabilities. Think of your first creation. Who has created you? Do you think that it is not possible for Almighty Allah having limitless knowledge to recreate you once again? For sure, it is possible. It is not something improbable, or it is not something impossible that Almighty Allah should not be able to do this. No, it is possible. Dear listeners and respectable audience, the third argument that Almighty Allah puts forth, that is this example of a spring. Almighty Allah says, see the spring in the winter. So, during the winter, all the leaves are not present in the trees. But when the spring starts, all the leaves are going to grow and all the flowers are starting blossoming. So this is a very good example that the people who are dead, they can be once again recreated. They can once again be resurrected. And there are many other examples and stories in the Quran that all of them rotate around this important fact that there is no room left for giving this improbability for the life hereafter. Do not think that life hereafter is impossible to come. It is possible. إِذَا وَقَعَتِ الْوَاقِعَةِ لَيْسَ لِوَقْعَتِهَا كَاذِبَ خَافِضَةُ الرَّافِعَ. So this past sentence that has been used in إِذَا وَقَعَتِ الْوَاقِعَةِ, it shows that for sure and certainly and verily it would occur. Why Almighty Allah has used past tense for إِذَا وَقَعَتِ الْوَاقِعَةِ? The knowledgeable scholars, those expert linguists, are of the view that due to it is تَحَقَّقُ الْوُقُوْ, due to this that it would for sure occur, Almighty Allah has used in past tense, while the resurrection day has not practically occurred. But due to it is certain occurrence in the future, Almighty Allah has used إِذَا وَقَعَتِ الْوَاقِعَةِ, as if it has already occurred. So, audience and distinguished listeners, the example that Almighty Allah puts forth, the spring example, where the plants are dead and once again they will be brought into life, all of them are having one objective, to make it easy to understand for the people that you should believe in resurrection day. There is not an impossibility. There is a very closely related verse of the Quran that says, والله الذي أرسل الرياح فتثير سحابا فسقناه إلى بلد ميت فأحيينا به الأرض بعد موتها كذلك النشور. Almighty Allah says in this verse of the Holy Quran that it is Allah who sends forth the winds so that they raise up the clouds and we drive them to a land that is dead and revive the earth therewith after it is dead. Even so will be the resurrection. كَذَلِكًا نُشُور. So there should not be given this improbability that I do find it hard to believe in resurrection. The Almighty Allah says no. When I have this power, when I have this strength, when my power, my knowledge is limitless, there is nothing that should be thought impossible. Secondly, we say that there is not any rational impossibility for the occurrence of life hereafter. And thirdly, Almighty Allah puts forth examples for us that explicitly explain for us the occurrence of life hereafter. And there are many other stories. For example, one of them is from Ibrahim Khalil alayhi salam, where he says that, O Almighty Allah, how do you resurrect the human beings or the creatures? Almighty Allah says, go and kill these four birds and then mix their meat with one another and then put it in four different mountains. And when the job is done, call them. And by that call, Almighty Allah would once again resurrect them. And it was done, and it was a very marvelous and very important issue for Ibrahim Khalil alayhi salam. It means he then got this inward calm, this inward satisfaction, that indeed Almighty Allah is able to resurrect all the human beings. So these were the four arguments that we studied in the light of the Quran, that resurrection day is something possible. So respectable audience and distinguished listeners, God willing, in the next episode, we will be talking about life hereafter in the light of the traditions and narratives we have received from our infallible Prophet Muhammad, peace be upon him, in his household, and the rest of the Imams, that how they have looked at Resurrection Day and what are the traditional arguments to prove the Resurrection Day. May Almighty Allah bless us all to be resurrected with his noblest creature, Muhammad, peace be upon him, in his household. Thank you very much. Wassalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh.